North America is getting soft, Patron. And the rest of the world is getting tough. Very, very tough. We're entering savage new times. And we're going to have to be pure and direct and strong if we're going to survive them. Now, you and this cesspool you call a television station, and your people who wallow around in it, and your viewers who watch you do it, you're rotting us away from the inside. We intend to stop that rot.
We're spinning round on this ball of hate. There's no parole, there's no great escape. We're sentenced here until the end of days. And then, my brother, there's a price to pay. We're only human, we were born. Without the benefit of reason why, we live for pleasure to be satisfied. And now it's over, there's no place to hide. Why don't you come down to? It's such a brutal planet, it's such an ugly world. Why won't you come down to?
Christian blood. Down here is where we hung him up. So the way I see it, since Hitler's death of possible rescue rests solely on my reaction, if I do nothing, it's as if I'm causing his death even more than yourselves. Wouldn't you agree?
I guess so.
How about you, Yudovich?
I guess so, too.
Gentlemen, I have no intention of killing Hitler and killing Goebbels and killing Goering and killing Bormann, not to mention winning the war single-handedly for the Allies, only later to find myself standing before a Jewish tribunal. If you want to win the war tonight, we have to make a deal.
What kind of deal?
The kind you wouldn't have the authority to make. However, I'm sure this mission of yours has a commanding officer. A general. I'm betting for OSS would be my guess. Ooh, that's a bingo. Is that the way you say it? That's a bingo?
You just say bingo.
Bingo! How fun! But I digress. Where were we? Yeah, make a deal. Over there is a very capable two-wave radio, and sitting behind it is a more than capable radio operator named Hermann. Get me someone on the other end of that radio with the power of the pen to authorize my, let's call it, the terms of my conditional surrender, if that day's better going down.
You know where I'm from?
Yeah, where is that exactly?
Maynardville, Tennessee. I done my share of bootlegging. Up there, if you engage in what the federal government calls illegal activity, but what we call just a man trying to make a living for his family selling a little moonshine liquor, it behooves oneself to keep his wits. Long story short, we hear a story too good to be true. It ain't.
Sitting in your chair would probably say the same thing. And 999.999 times out of a million, you would be correct. But in the pages of history, every once in a while, fate reaches out and extends its hand. What shall the history books read?
Children behave, that's what they say.
Doesn't seem to be anyone else. place of action. Green Goobers did cross the holding sector of each other.
Admiral, we have enemy ships in Sector 47.
It's a trap.
Fighters coming in.
There's too many of them.
One of the greatest wrestlers ever to come out of Russia. And I'll tell you the truth, not only do they, maybe they don't know this about him, but the man is also a former Olympian. And when it comes down to the Olympics, I'm inclined to believe, and maybe I could ask you this question, that CCCP, yes, I could ask you this question possibly. I kind of think that the American athletes and the Canadian athletes, I think that they're kind of happy that Russia, East Germany didn't come, because that way they can just get a little more gold to take home, man.
That's right, that's right, that's the real truth. That's the only reason they can win, because Russia didn't come here.
You know another thing, Roddy, I can't understand. All these pencil neck geeks, whenever their national anthem is played, they all rise. And yet when the great Russian wrestler here gets up to sing the national anthem, not one of these pencil neck geeks will get up.
I'll tell you. Yes, sir.
The man, he wants to sing the national anthem. Is it
just,
all right?
Yes, just one second. You know, there's a lot of people out here like you. I hear some goofballs are yelling all kinds of things. Why don't you jump on him? Oh, he ain't nothing but a goofball. But, you know, all them people, they all stand way, way back in a barrier. And when you're talking about 280 pounds of meat, there's a whole lot of people that are all mouth men. But nobody's doing no jiving, man. Nobody wants to dance. Nobody wants to dance at all. And I like it because it means that you have managed to intimidate everybody. And I like myself. If you want to sing the national anthem, brother, hey. Knock yourself out, man.
Oh.
Cool.
Fantastic, man. Beautiful, beautiful.
Check it out.
Don't give.
taking. Number three goes on one knee for a token. Number four is the short straw, but it's broken.
Show me more. Show me the dragon. Tell me the sacred charm of making.
Even though such knowledge would burn and blind you,
then burn me.
Of the dragon and despair. I destroy you. I consign you to oblivion.
Set the world to rights. Call the dragon. Mend the sword. Speak the charm of making.
Ananathra, luz vaspesal, duchy aliente. Ananathra, luz vaspesal, duchy aliente.
Ananathra, luz vaspesal, duchy aliente. Ananathra, luz vaspesal. Dochiel diende. Anal nafrach urvas bezad. Dochiel diende. Anal nafrach urvas bezad. Dochiel diende. You fool. You thought you would trap me? You are trapped yourself by the same sorcery you used to deceive my mother. You're nothing. You're not a god. You're not a man. I shall find a man. and give birth to a god.
If we jam it.
Aha! Uh-huh. You're right!
Down scope!
Down scope! Radar about to be jammed! What is it?
Can I talk to you, please, sir?
Well?
I don't need that, sir.
You don't need that, Private. We're right here. Now, what is it?
I don't need that, sir.
Now, what is it?
I'm having trouble with the radar, sir.
What's wrong with it?
I've lost the bleeps, I've lost the sweeps, and I've lost the creeps.
The what?
The what?
And the what?
You know, the bleeps the sweeps and the creeps.
That's not all he's lost.
Sir, the radar, sir, it appears to be jammed.
Jammed. Raspberry. There's only one man who would dare give me the raspberry. Lone Star!
Yourself to you. 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 I offer a toast. The undiscovered country. The future. The undiscovered
country. Hamlet, Act 3, Scene 1.
You have not experienced Shakespeare until you have read him in the original Klingon.
Tach, pa, tach, be.
Captain Kirk, I thought Romulan ale was illegal.
One of the advantages of being 1,000 light years from Federation headquarters.
To you, Chancellor Gorka, one of the architects of our future.
Chancellor.
Chancellor.
Bogoy.
Perhaps we are looking at something of that future here.
Tell me, Captain Kirk, would you be willing to give up Starfleet?
I believe the captain feels that Starfleet's mission has always been one of peace.
Far be it for me to dispute my first officer. But Starfleet has always been
a force. Captain, there's no need to mince words. In space, all warriors are cold warriors.
General, are you fond of Shakespeare?
We do believe all planets have a sovereign claim to inalienable human rights.
Inalien. If you could only hear yourselves. Human rights. Why, the very name is racist. The Federation is no more than a homo sapiens-only club.
Present company accepted, of course.
In any case, we know where this is leading. The annihilation of our culture.
That's not true.
No.
No. To be or not to be?
That is the question which preoccupies our people, Captain Kirk. We need breathing room.
Earth, Hitler, 1938.
I beg your pardon.
Well, I see we have a long way to go.
There she was, just walking down the street singing.
Do what diddy-diddy-dum, diddy-do.
Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing.
Do what diddy-diddy-dum.
She looked good.
Look good.
She looked fine.
Look fine.
She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing.
Do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing.
Do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
We walked on to my door. We walked on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing.
Do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Whoa, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing. That's how we're gonna stay singing.
Do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
Well, I'm hers.
She's mine.
I'm hers.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Oh, yeah.
Do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
We'll sing it to
me. Do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do. Do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
Back to the arena in a moment. I am with the terrorist. This battle royal started because you destroyed Brandy May's cutoffs.
That is right. And you know, let me tell you, I'm going to destroy much more than just her pants. I'm going to tear everybody's clothes off. And you know, Sam, nothing is going to happen to me. Look at me. Just look at
it
me.
It is a pleasure
have
to
you
look at.
Ever. Just stand back and observe. Have you ever seen such a beautiful body in your life? I doubt it. I am Paliazar Rashad Yarfik, the terrorist from the East, and I am as hot as the desert sand. Do you disagree?
No, well, the battle royal, ladies and gentlemen, and let me tell you about it, but right now let's go to the ring. I am disoriented and I am confused.
While she lay sleeping, I stay out late at night and play my songs. And sometimes all the nights can be so long. And it's good when I finally make it home all alone. While she lays dreaming, I try to get undressed without the light. And quietly she says, "How was your night?" And I come to her and say, "It was all right." And I hold her tight. And she believes in me. Told her someday if she was my girl, I could change the world with my little songs. I was wrong, but she has faith in me, and so I go on trying faithfully. And who knows, maybe on some special night, if my song is right, I will find a way, while she lays waiting. I stumble to the kitchen for a bite. Then I see my old guitar in the night, just waiting for me like a secret friend. And there's no end. While she lays crying, I fumble with a melody or two. Then I'm torn between the things that I should do. Then she says to wake her up. God, her love is true. And she believes in me. I'll never know just what she sees in me. I told her someday if she was my girl, I could change the world with my little songs. I was wrong. But she has faith in me, and so I go on trying faithfully. And who knows, maybe on some special night, if my song is right, I will find a way. While she lays, while she waits for me.
And now, Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy. Dad always thought laughter was the best medicine, which I guess was why several of us died of tuberculosis.
Mr. Nixon plays the piano, see. Anyhow, I heard some time ago from a friend of his that he wrote a composition. And we had, would you bring a piano out here if we can do this? We had Mrs. Nixon, Pat, had a tape recorder going one afternoon, and she quietly said to Mr. Nixon, why don't you play an old piece? And she recorded it. Now, that's okay. Mr. Nixon is aware of that. This is not what you call one of those trick surprises. But the funny thing is, we have hired about 15 Democratic violinists to fill out the... We were spending more money for this orchestra than we ever spent in our life. And Jose has made a concerto arrangement of this hinky-dinky song that you wrote. Would you play it for us?
Now, Jack, let me say this. You asked a moment ago...
Do you have a title?
You asked a moment ago whether I had any future political plans to run for anything. And if last November didn't finish it, this will, because believe me, the Republicans don't want another piano player in the White House.
One, two, three, four.
Cause I'm missing you, I'm still alright to smile. Girl, I think about you every day now. Was a time when I wasn't sure, but you set my mind at ease. There is no doubt you're in my heart now. Said, woman, take it slow, it'll work itself out fine. All we need is just a little patience. Said, sugar, make it slow, and we'll come together fine. All we need is just a little patience. Right now, I will. get so tense, but I can't speed up the time. But you know, love, there's one more thing to consider. Said woman, take it slow, things will be just fine. You and I'll just use a little patience. Said sugar, take the time, 'cause the lights are shining bright. You and I've got what it takes to make it. We won't fake it. Oh, I'll never break it, 'cause I can't take it.